Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Mass protests erupt across France against government's austerity plans. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to Nepal's interim Prime Minister Sushila Karki, reaffirms India's steadfast support to restore peace and stability in Nepal. India calls for global action to prevent Pakistan-based terror groups from exploiting Afghan territory for terrorism. And Ukrainian drone strikes key Russian refinery about 1,400 kilometers from the front line. And now the news in detail. Hundreds of thousands of people joined nationwide protests in France today against austerity plans, with unions demanding the government reverse upcoming budget cuts. Strikes disrupted schools, hospitals, trains and pharmacies as teachers, medical staff and other public workers walked off the job. High school students also joined, blocking entrances and demanding better public services and pension reforms. Protesters are calling for increased spending, higher taxes on the wealthy, and cancellation of pension changes. Local media estimated up to 8 lakh participants. Prime Minister Sébastien Lecarno is facing strong resistance as he seeks support for a 2026 budget amid a growing deficit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a conversation with Nepal's interim Prime Minister Sushila Karki. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, he conveyed his heartfelt condolences on the recent tragic loss of lives and reaffirmed India's steadfast support for her efforts to restore peace and stability. He also extended warm greetings to her and the people of Nepal on their national day tomorrow. India has called for global action to make sure that UN-listed terrorist groups like Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Tayyiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed, along with their supporters, are not allowed to use Afghan land for terrorism. In a United Nations Security Council briefing on Afghanistan yesterday, India's permanent ambassador to the UN, Parvathan Nir Harish, called for coordinated global action to prevent terrorist exploitation of Afghanistan. He said that India is closely monitoring the security situation over there.
The ISIL and Al-Qaeda and their affiliates, including Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed, along with those who facilitate their operations, no longer exploit Afghan territory for terrorist activities. On the political front, India's External Affairs Minister has spoken twice with the acting Foreign Minister of Afghanistan. We welcome the strong condemnation of the Pahalgam terrorist attack of 22nd April 2025 by the Afghan side.
A leading Baloch human rights organization has said that at least 3 people, including 2 women, were killed yesterday after Pakistani forces carried out aerial bombing targeting residential homes in Balochistan's Zehri region. Baloch Yakjati Committee, BYC, said the Pakistani military carried out an air and drone strike in the Terasani or Qazib area of Zehri in Khuzdar district yesterday, killing 3 civilians and injuring 5 others. The use of jet fighters and drones against civilian populations is a grave violation of international humanitarian law. The BYC said in the last 2 months alone, Zehri has witnessed at least 3 separate incidents of aerial bombardment and drone strikes by Pakistani forces. Ukrainian drone strike ignited a fire at a major oil refinery operated by Gazprom in Russia's Bashkortostan region, about 1,400 kilometers from the front line. Ukrainian security sources said the attack targeted one of Russia's largest refineries to disrupt Moscow's energy income. Footage on Russian social media showed flames and thick smoke. Bashkortostan's regional officials confirmed 2 drones hit the facility, reporting no casualties. Emergency crews responded as security forces attempted to shoot down the aircraft. Meanwhile, according to its prisoner of war coordination office, Ukraine recovered 1,000 fallen soldiers' bodies from Russia. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has asserted that the cooperation between independent nations like Iran and Russia signals the end of global unipolarity. Mr. Pezeshkian made the comment during his meeting with visiting Russian Energy Minister Sergei Sivilev in Tehran, where he stressed that nations can achieve growth without relying on unilateral powers, media reports said today. During his meeting with Russian Energy Minister, Iranian President expressed optimism about the ongoing cooperation between Iran and Russia and spoke about expediting the implementation of bilateral agreements. The Iranian President also emphasized the determination shared by two nations in realizing their agreements, especially in transportation, energy, and power generation sectors. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at TI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to World News. The World Health Organization reported today that 48 confirmed and probable cases of Ebola have been detected in the Democratic Republic of Congo, resulting in 31 deaths. The outbreak, declared 2 weeks ago and the country's first in 3 years, began in Kasai province. In response, WHO has started vaccinating frontline health workers and individuals who had contact with infected patients. Prime Minister Modi today said that India is looking forward to further collaborating with World Health Organization to promote holistic health and wellness in the world with a strong focus on women's health. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked Director General of WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, for his warm wishes on his birthday. India and the United States have launched a new chapter in their space partnership during a special event hosted by the Indian Embassy in Washington, D.C. The Embassy of India in Washington, in a statement, said that officials and astronauts from both the nations highlighted how years of collaboration are now setting the stage for future missions to the Moon and Mars. We have a report.
The gathering celebrated decades of joint efforts in space, highlighting recent achievements like the launch of the NICER satellite and AXIOM Mission 4, which took Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to the International Space Station. Indian Ambassador Vinay Quatra spoke about the strong legacy and future of India's space program, emphasizing opportunities for deeper collaboration between both nations' governments and industries. NASA's Dr. Karen St. Germain discussed the NICER mission and teamwork between NASA and ISRO. In a panel discussion titled Moments in Orbit, NASA astronauts Sunita Williams, Nick Haig, and Butch Willamore joined astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to share their space flight experiences. The event highlighted key milestones in India-US space cooperation and explored future plans for commercial ventures and human space missions. Swati Rakheja from World News for Akashvani News.
7 new natural heritage sites from across the country have been included to UNESCO's tentative list of World Heritage Sites, increasing India's count on the tentative list from 62 to 69 properties. The Ministry of Culture informed that with this inclusion, India now has 49 cultural, 17 natural and 3 mixed heritage properties. In badminton, India's ace shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of China Masters in Shenzhen today. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Pompavi Chochwang of Thailand. She will now face An Si-young of South Korea in the quarterfinals. Meanwhile, India's star men's doubles duo of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty also reached the quarterfinals. The pair defeated Chinese Taipei's Chiu Xiangqian and Wang Qilin in the pre-quarterfinals. India's Neeraj Chopra settled for a disappointing eighth place finish in the men's javelin throw final at the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo today, with his best attempt being a mere 84.03 meters throw. His fellow compatriot Sachin Yadav finished fourth with a personal best throw of 86.27, missing out the bronze medal. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Mass protests erupt across France against government's austerity plans. Prime Minister Modi speaks to Nepal's interim Prime Minister Sushila Karki, reaffirms India's steadfast support to restore peace and stability in Nepal. India calls for global action to prevent Pakistan-based terror groups from exploiting Afghan territory for terrorism. And Ukrainian drone strikes key Russian refinery about 1,400 kilometers from the front line. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.